Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Although 2020 has been a year unlike any that has come before it, there has been a lot of time dedicated to finding parallels to the past. Many have compared the COVID-19 pandemic to the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. Others have looked at the year 1968, when a contentious campaign season turned violent, and protests over racial inequality and the Vietnam War erupted around the nation. These protests were aided by musicians whose songs had become an iconic legacy of the era. And today, as we continue to struggle with racial and social inequity, some local artists have banded together to pay tribute to these songs. Parallel Universe is a compilation album of Wisconsin musicians performing both new and classic protest songs. Singer-songwriter Cody James is both the organizer of the project and one of the featured artists, alongside Milwaukee musician Miss Lotus. They join Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about their work.
Tell me a bit about this project, Parallel Universe. How do you describe it?
So it's a compilation album featuring Wisconsin musicians and Wisconsin artists, visual artists. So each musical artist has chosen a classic American protest song from the 60s and 70s to cover. And then each visual artist is then choosing one of those songs, and they're going to be providing a piece of art that they kind of feel fits the vibe. And so the whole point of this is to create a sense of community. It's to stand with current civil rights, a sign of solidarity. Uplifting, it's definitely not a negative, political finger-pointing statement. That's something I've been very, enthusiastic about, and, making sure that's known, because there's enough of that crap. That stuff is everywhere. It seems like so many people are divided and, confused, and kind of COVID kind of ties in, and, with where, we're all at kind of collectively. So I really just wanted to bring some friends together, some musicians that I admire together, and, say, hey, let's stand up for something. And so that's what we're doing.
Miss Lotus, what made you want to become involved with this project?
So I definitely was reflecting on the question because I knew it was going to come up. And I really wanted to comment on this idea of like groupthink, because I feel like that is the reason that I got involved on the project. It was just like everybody, like not everyone, but a couple people in the city of Milwaukee or in the area of Milwaukee had this idea at around the same time. And Cody had a brilliant, even more brilliant idea of making it a compilation album, which is so amazing because you get to have all these different artists come together and really share that experience and looking in the past and in the history and bringing it to the present with your own new appreciation for it. So I was so excited to be a part of it. And then the second most exciting thing about being a part of this project was finding out that I could include a contemporary protest song. It was an original that I had already created by the time Cody reached out to me. So I was like, yes, this is great because it's already ready to go. And it's called No Funerals. So I was so happy. Everything just lined up so perfectly. So it's like, I feel like this is not groupthink. I feel like we've evolved in culture enough to be able to see groupthink when it happens. So in short, groupthink.
For sure. It's interesting because I think we're in this moment with the pandemic. A lot of people have been pointing to 1918, although there was also a pandemic in 1968, the flu pandemic. And we're also looking at, of course, the civil rights era at a moment in our history right now when we're dealing with so many issues of racial injustice and a variety of things that surround that, that make the history feel so present. What was it like looking at these songs that are from, a half a century ago and looking at them through the lens of today?
Well, a big reason why I wanted to do the cover thing with these old songs is, for one, you look at these songs and they're so ingrained in American culture. These songs, they cross generational gaps, they cross cultural gaps, they're just kind of a part of who we are as a nation at this point. And, I was looking through the list and my first thought was like, wow, these songs are still so relevant. so much of what these people were singing about 50 years ago are just as relevant today, you know? And honestly, my wish and hope is that one day they're not, that one day we cannot relate to what these people are saying, you know, that people in the future say, wow, that sounds like a really rough time. I can't imagine what that was like, you know, when here we are now. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly where we're at today, you know? So that kind of goes with the name of the compilation too, Parallel Universe, is how is, you know, I've always thought that there are so many similarities between the struggles of then and the struggles of now, you know, whether it's the racial disparity or the women's rights, you know, even things like climate change back then, you know, LGBTQ, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like I said, those songs are so ingrained in American culture. And so I just thought it was just like such a really, you know, a really great way to kind of tie all that stuff in, you know.
It's an eerie collection of songs, I'll say, yeah. Personally.
Yeah.
When I was looking, you know, because I wanted to pick a good song and I didn't just go with what was off the top of my head. I listened to some playlists, I did some digging back, and I was listening to songs that just came out in the era, you know, not necessarily related to the movement, but there was just this duality that existed where it was just like, you know, like, let's feel good and party and twist the night away. And mm-hmm. and then there's a part where it's like, you know, I go downtown, I go to the movies, and I can't hang around. Yeah. Right. It's like, yeah, a lot of darkness, yeah, and a lot of sadness and a lot of oppression, and also this sense of growth and overcoming, which to be able to say, like, yes, there's always been people who've wanted better and people who desired for a more equal society, but then there's this other voice in my head that's just saying, yep, and we've been asking for it for decades. And we've been demonstrating for it for years and across generations. And it's kind of like this unity, but I don't know, it's weird. It's like you feel, almost makes it feel so small. You know, the movement is so large, but to see it span across the generations, it's just, it feels like the movement made has been so small.
Yeah, really, how much progress has there been? We're still saying the same things, fighting the same fight.
Well, and that gets to this question. Would you characterize the work on this album and your feelings about it as hopeful? It's of course a look back to some extent, but it's also a look at our present, and it's hard to look at it in any way that isn't ultimately reflective of this moment that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. You know, it's hard. It's definitely hard to be hopeful. I remain positive, you know, and that's a big thing behind this too. Like I said, is it's not really a negative thing. It's really meant to be uplifting. I think that, you know, uplifting and solidarity are two kind of power words with this project. You know, and really, it's just like trying to get the message across to people who experience these things. Because I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a straight white guy, right? I don't identify with many or really any of the things that we have been, you know, that have been going on, right? But it's really a message to people who do, you know, people who are disparaged, that, you know, someone has got your back. Some, you know, you have a shoulder to lean on. There are people who don't, you know, who may not look like you, that don't hate you, you know, that, you know, or people who don't think like you don't hate you. You know, there are people who love you that, you know, maybe look different or whatever, you know. So it's really, that's really what it is. You know, it, like I said, uplifting, supportive, you know, and, you know, those are obviously positive things. So I guess, yeah, you know, I would say the overall goal is to be positive in this, absolutely. You know, there's, like I said, there's enough negativity and stuff going on, so wanted to you know, kind of go a different direction.
Yeah, it also reminds me, I 100% agree, like can feel the same about this project, where it's like, you know, Wisconsin is not the best historically, let's just be frank. Yeah. Historically, Wisconsin has had a lot of issues. Milwaukee County being the most segregated, Wisconsin. I mean, some of the stuff I recently discovered, there's things that I can't even like describe to their full effects on this interview, because it's going to be placed on the radio. But, you know, I'm looking at campgrounds and articles that were printed in Wisconsin newspapers all across the state, you know, playing this
carnival game with air quotes called, you know, hit the black baby in the head with a baseball. And it definitely wasn't called Black Baby. So it's like, you know, this is our past. This is our history. But then on the other hand, there is a part of Wisconsin, you know, my great, great grandmother, she marched on Washington, D.C., and she was welcomed home, you know, back in 1963. She was welcomed home by, you know, the city of Milwaukee, along with, there was another woman who she was with, but it was a white woman that she was with. And they were both being celebrated because they were the oldest and younger walkers from Wisconsin to go march. So it's this duality. Being able to see it from my eyes and with my experience, it really does encourage me to continue forth with, you know, trying new things, being steadfast in sustainability and supporting individuals instead of, you know, like these large corporations and organizations, because at the root of it, it really does start with making communities be self-sustaining.
So Miss Lotus, you have this song, No Funerals, that will be on this collection or a part of this collection. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the song was actually, it came after COVID and the protests start, and really in a moment of frustration. I, at the time, was informed that, you know, my employment status was changing due to closures due to COVID. And it, in the sense of, you know, like care and concern, but also like curiosity, it just felt as if there was so much going on, and it's just like, you know, it felt like Black pain was being just put on display and just kind of poked at and prodded at, and it just came, it all culminated to this point where it was just like, you know, like you don't get to participate in this. This is something that is, it is an issue because we know racism exists. We know oppression exists, but there are things that are intimate about, you know, the pain and oppression that, you know, we have to go through on a daily basis. And it's not something that we want, well, at least me, it's not something that I want to, you know, have to, you know, necessarily explain all the time or share even all the time. You know, sometimes dealing with microaggressions, you know, it's something that you just want to do. So that really is the spirit of this song. And also, I think the words No Funerals just kept ringing in my ear because a lot of people are dealing with so much death. And there's a point in the song where I talk about, you know, I don't want to go to your funeral. You know, I don't want to see you die. Like, I want the best for people in my life. And I understand that death is a natural part of our life cycle, but, you know, I don't want it to be like it is now. You know, I'm tired. Yeah. Right. I'm tired of these circumstances. And, you know, that's the spirit of the song. Like, you know, you don't get to go to my funeral. You can't watch me die. You can't participate in my pain.
That's really great.
Yeah. It's a deep one.
So here it is. No Funerals.
You don't get to go to my funeral. You can't watch me die. You can't watch me die. You don't get to pay to see my pain. You can't make me cry.
You can't make me cry.
I woke up one morning. It was so hard. I laid back down.
Oh,
I looked up at my ceiling and just broke down. I rolled out of bed and I rolled out the door. Felt them punches gunning for me to go on and roll some more. But I say, you don't get to go to my funeral. You can't watch me die.
You can't watch me die.
You don't get to pay to see my pain. You can't make me cry.
You can't make me cry.
I walked by my neighbor and somehow busted up a smile.
Oh,
my neighbor spit down at my feet in the mean, wicked style. And I said, you don't get to go to my funeral. You can't watch me die.
You can't watch me die.
You don't get to pay to see my pain. You won't make made me cry.
You all made me cry.
Sister called me crying, cause she can't get no peace.
Oh.
Then women keep on dying and we can't get no sleep.
Oh.
I said, I don't wanna go to your funeral. I can't watch you die.
I can't watch you die.
I'm gonna pray to keep you away from pain and stop that crying.
Yeah, stop that.
I tried to rest my head that night, but I can't stop my thinking. The woman spit her twisted lip and got me stopped us drinking. I tried to call my ancestors. I ain't got they number. I feel them calling back to me, that big old mighty thunder. Woman, keep going, clearing up your mind. Go on, keep searching, you will find.
That was No Funerals by Miss Lotus. Cody, you have a song on the album. It's called For What It's Worth. Can you tell us a bit about it?
That's a classic Buffalo Springfield song. And it was actually, so it's kind of like the poster song in many ways for a lot of the protests that were going on back in the 60s, late 60s. You know, everyone's heard it 100 times. You know, it's one of those songs that we all know. And it was actually written about something on the Sunset Strip in California. It wasn't even really written about the Vietnam protests. It turned out to be this iconic kind of protest counterculture song. And it's a song I've always really resonated with. You know, it's got that lead guitar part that comes in right away that has always just kind of grabbed me. And, you know, the vocals are just, it's kind of a somber, almost kind of like a haunting kind of a feel to the original recording. And so I felt, you know, very fitting for where I'm at, you know, with all this stuff going on. So
here it is, For What It's Worth by Cody James.
There's something happening here, and what it is pretty clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling my brothers they've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines are being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, taking so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A 1,000 people in the streets, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
That was For What It's Worth by Cody James. The question that I'd like to end on is really, what do you hope people take away from this album?
So I want people to know that the Wisconsin musical and arts community stands up with people who are in despair. You know, we are compassionate for other people. You know, I Wisconsin and maybe kind of the Midwest in general kind of gets this reputation of, you know, being older and a little more conservative and, you know, easygoing and, you know, or whatever, you know. So that's really a big thing, is I want, you know, the community to be known that we're standing up. And, you know, like I said earlier, people who are in despair have friends. They have a community. They have people who care about them and love them, you know, and we're all in this together. You know, it really doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You know, there really shouldn't even be an aisle. I mean, human rights is obviously not a political issue, you know, and we're all experiencing this whole thing together. And I think, you know, together we can make the world work for everybody.
And I have to just like ditto on that phrase, human rights is not a political issue at all. And I definitely hope that's something that people can take away from this. And I also hope that people can just appreciate the talent that exists in Wisconsin as well. Yeah. When they listen to this project.
Cody James is a singer-songwriter based in Oshkosh and the organizer of the new compilation album, Parallel Universe. Milwaukee musician Miss Lotus is one of the artists featured on the album. They spoke with Lake Faxtoy Powers as part of our Pandemic Performer series.